What is going on, everybody? It's time again for the Big Foodies. Happy Friday. BB Shay, Biggie, and Matt coming back at you from Biggie's Kitchen Studio. And so we've been doing this for going on 4 years now.
It's hard to believe.
Which is very hard to believe.
We're coming up on our fourth. Look at Matt's eyes got real big.
Wow.
Like, it was right after the pandemic that this started.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. The fact that that was 4 years ago. Anyway, and over time, we've been able to continue to do this, and we've loved doing it, and we've been able to accrue some very loyal fans. And something that we did a few years ago, we put it out there on social media for you to ask us anything, and that was fun, so we decided to do it again. So a couple weeks ago, we went to social media and asked you to submit questions to us that you wanted us to answer. So we're going to do that right now.
Let's do it.
We're going to answer some questions that were posted to us on social media.
So I'm not necessarily going to run straight down the list.
Sure.
Okay. Some of them might be repeat questions.
Sure, jump around.
But I do feel like these are some good ones. The first one's going to come from Instagram. This is Janet. Shout out Janet on Instagram. What do you think, in your opinion, is the best restaurant in Winston, one in High Point, and then one in Greensboro? Now, do we want to split this up? You're more of a Winston side of town.
Yeah,
you're more Greensboro, and I tend to be more High Point.
Yeah.
So you wanted to split it that way?
That's cool.
Yeah, all right, so y'all think about it. I'll go first. Currently, best restaurant in High Point, I think, is, in my opinion, Sweet Old Bill's.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're new on, like, the big picture side of things. I do love their brisket nachos are really good. They've got tremendous barbecue. Their burgers are fantastic. Right next to Brown Truck, so you can grab a beer from next door. That's where I tend to, if I'm looking for a place to go out to eat in the High Point area, that's tends to be where I go because that's more my, like, speed of food.
Yeah.
Honorable mention to Blue Rock Pizza.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
I've been to Sweet Old Bill's. I've heard Blue Rock is great.
And if you want, like, a deal, Rome Pizza on North Main.
Okay. Okay.
They have a killer pizza and salad buffet with pasta on the buffet. But they also make killer subs. Their Rome Club is top-notch. So that's going to be my High Point votes,
okay.
Janet.
Okay. Yeah, so for Winston, one of my favorite places that I just started going back to is Pizza. Okay. They do Neapolitan-style pizza in a wood stove, some type of stove. I don't know what it is. But they cook it really fast, and it comes out, like, charred, but it's still salt. And it's absolutely incredible. I think it was voted one of, like, the most closest to actual Neapolitan-style pizza in the country.
Wow.
So it's kind of expensive. They got weird hours, but it's very, very good. Another place that I really love is Real Q on Country Club Road. It used to be Little Richard's. I think they have the best cheeseburger around. And great barbecue, great hush puppies and everything. So, yeah, those are two of my favorites.
Okay. You both did some pizza. Of course, you know my favorite pizza, Marco's.
Of course. Marco's is wonderful.
I'll tell you this, though. In Greensboro, they have a few of them around. They've been around forever. Gassons.
Okay.
I love Gassons. Okay. I mean, their steak and cheese on point. Anything you get from there. Hummus is delicious.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Gassons has been around forever, and you see why. Because I just love them.
You're right.
I will say, when you mentioned barbecue, this isn't Greensboro, but I'll tell you, Prissy Polly's in Kernersville, if you've never had their barbecue or their sides, hit them up.
Huh?
That if I'm coming through anywhere near Kernersville, I swing by Prissy Polly's.
Okay. I lived there for like 3 years, never went.
You know what it was? I was living in Kernersville, and one day I was like, I wonder how that place is.
Mm-hmm.
Rode by. Love their barbecue.
Mm.
Okay.
I dig it. All right, so the next question we're going to hit is also from Instagram, from Troy, our boy Troy.
Shout out, Troy.
Troy wants to know, when will the Big Foodies be getting their own signature seasoning or sauce? And if we are, what flavor would it be?
It'd be tough because one of us has allergies.
Yeah.
One of us
sucks at spice.
Spice. Yeah.
I mean, so if I'm going to pick, like, what my flavor would be, it would be some kind of a salt, pepper, garlic, like, barbecue rub.
Okay.
Something to rub on either a steak or a pork butt or a brisket that's just going to soak in. I would do, like, a dry rub for, like, a barbecue something.
Yeah.
It's very simple, like, salt, pepper, garlic.
Mine.
Simple.
Yeah, mine would be not a rub, but mine would be a Cajun seasoning because I put Cajun seasoning on about everything.
Okay.
From breakfast foods to dinner, everything.
I can't answer that question. I have no clue.
Really?
I don't know.
You don't do any marinating.
No,
or
not really. No, I mean, it's just salt and pepper for me, essentially. Like when I cook, yeah. But I don't know. Maybe like some type of barbecue sauce, maybe with a little spice to it, just a little bit.
Yeah, your spice side. Line is real fine.
I don't know. Thin spice line.
Yeah, so something like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, we, as you know, if you've watched any of the episodes, you know we're big fans of the Berry Patch. The Berry Patch is a big supporter of the Big Foodies podcast.
Yeah.
They got great ice cream. They got great swag. They got great everything. worldslargeststrawberry.com. But Amy Berry from the Berry Patch wants to know how we met.
How did we meet?
So, we met at work.
Yeah.
Not this work. The other work.
Yeah.
It all started, you were first in line.
Yeah.
And then I came along after that and technically kind of met you through promotions on air and then you were taking some time off and you needed somebody that could cover, and so I then kind of learned how to cover for you, and then BB came along as an intern for one of our beer events that we threw during the summer, and then you kind of stepped into the role, and then you started covering, and so we all met through, and we learned quickly that we had a love for food.
When you start working at our company, the first thing you do is learn to run like vacation time.
Exactly. Yeah. Essentially.
That's what we. That's how you end up with me. Is I show you how to run shows when someone else is out.
Right. Yeah. That's basically how all three of us became friends. Yeah.
This is big. You're gonna run two guys while he's on vacation. Oh, good.
Sounds cool.
Good.
What's Sounds up? Good. Sit with me for a day, and I'll show you the ropes. Try to answer these phones. The next, thank you, Amy, for the question.
Thank you, Amy,
and for the support. The next question comes from Dunder Mifflin CEO David Wallace. From Facebook.
All right.
If each of us were to enter a competitive eating contest, what food would you pick to give yourself the best chance of winning?
Of winning?
Winning. So if you had to pick a food to win a competitive eating contest with, what would it be?
Wow.
So I've obviously read ahead a little bit, so I've put some thought into it. Y'all put some thought. I'm going to go first. There's two, in my opinion, that I would pick. And it would either be SpaghettiOs and meatballs.
Okay.
Because I can just devour, like, I can crack open a can and I don't care about warming it. And just, like, nail it, dude. The other one would, I think, be chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Because I think a chicken nugget, I can pop it like a potato chip. And just down. Like, I can just, you don't even realize how quickly you move through chicken nuggets sometimes. Like, if you put some in an air fryer in an oven to warm up, and you're like, oh, 10 makes sense. And then you're just like, damn, I just crushed 10 nuggets. Yeah. Like, they move quicker. So I think it would be, my number one choice would be SpaghettiOs and meatballs. The next one would be chicken nuggets.
Now, I would not want anyone around me 24 hours after I did this contest, but deviled eggs for me.
What?
I would down some deviled eggs.
Wow.
Like nobody's business.
Wow.
And I just think I'd pop them and go. Yeah. I like deviled eggs.
You're going to feel so bad.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. For 24 hours after, the gas, the things that will be coming out of me. But if I was, I think I could slam some deviled eggs and be okay. Like, I couldn't enter a wing contest. I would enjoy the wings.
Yeah.
But I would do terrible at it.
Yeah.
Hot dogs. I enjoy hot dogs, but I'd be terrible at the actual contest. I saw this thing the other day. This lady was brilliant. She entered a hot dog eating contest. You know how many she ate? Two. She just got the free lunch.
Oh, genius, dude. Genius.
Yeah, she was at a fair or something. Yeah. And they just had this lady on video eating two hot dogs with ketchup, mustard. And then when
That's
it was over, genius. She just got up and
I love
left.
It.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's genius, man. All right. Well, hey, I'm here for
BB,
it.
What you got?
Chocolate pudding.
I don't know why that makes me laugh, but it does.
Bar none chocolate pudding.
Are you picking it because you're going to have to chew it?
Yeah, just slurp it down.
I just see BB with a pudding face and it makes
me
laugh.
Give me the big bowl of pudding. It just...
It's all around the mouth. Right in his beard, all in his beard.
That's
all
what I picture,
shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, chocolate pudding.
Him just afterwards.
That's light work.
Like, that's not
insane.
It's just you and, like, a bunch of 8-year-olds.
Yeah, that's
like,
so funny. That's a perfect answer.
We should have had an age cutoff for this.
That's a perfect answer for you.
Put an age limit on it next year.
God almighty. There's some other good ones on here, so let's ask Madison from Instagram. Well, so if we could only eat one type of cuisine for the rest of our life. Now, she's saying breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Not like country of origin.
Yeah.
So if you could only eat one type of cuisine, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, for the rest of your life, what are you picking?
Breakfast.
You need breakfast food forever.
That's my favorite meal.
Okay.
I wish I could eat a breakfast-ass breakfast. It's the best, dude.
I initially immediately thought breakfast.
Yeah.
But I love sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say lunch, actually, for me. I wouldn't go as heavy. When I think of dinner, I'm thinking of like a piece of chicken or steak. No.
Yeah.
If you just said you can have sandwiches or like hot dogs, I'd take that.
See, I would say sandwiches are probably the food. If I had to pick one food, I would go that. Breakfast would be my last choice.
Really?
I don't feel like there's enough of a variety. And the fact that I'm not an egg man would be the problem.
I mean, here's the thing. Lunch and dinner are pretty interchangeable. Like, there are things you can eat for lunch that you can eat for dinner, too.
True, but I think there are things you would eat for dinner that you're not going to order at lunch.
But I know what she's trying to say. But still, I mean, like, dude, biscuits, that's a sandwich. Put a bagel, English muffin.
Yeah, no, it's still. I'm more thinking on the lunch meat level.
Yeah,
I know you can get ham at breakfast, but I'm thinking of turkey, roast beef, pastrami, corned beef. Mm-hmm. That's more my.
Okay.
If I had to pick one, it's going to be dinner, just because like steak, potatoes, appetizers. Yeah. You can do like a massive sub for dinner.
Yeah,
like, that's just I'm a dinner man. I will wake up in the morning and be like, is it too early for me to eat leftover spaghetti?
I've never
been somebody who thinks breakfast foods have to be only.
Sure,
it is very rare that I eat breakfast food later in the day. It is super common for me to eat my dinner from the night before for breakfast the next day.
Okay,
so that's where I'm leaning.
All right, hit us with one more quick one.
There's some funny ones on here.
We could do like a lightning round. How about that?
All right. So, why do we keep our seatbelts on during the car reviews?
Oh, honestly, that's me. I just forget. Like, it's not
safety first, everybody.
Yeah. I'm in the back seat. I don't have the seatbelt.
Yeah. You know what? It's truly because we're driving. We park and start eating. It's just. I think I took it off the last video we did, but I think it was just because I was uncomfortable. Truly, I just forget because we're in the car.
Yeah.
Great question.
That's a good question. Is there a food from a movie or TV that you crave while watching? And, like, is there something specific that you...
There's a great show on Netflix called Somebody Feed Phil. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's like a travel show. Anytime that dude is eating whatever he's eating, it makes me want it. It's only that show, too.
Yeah.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. The final eating scene is the greatest food scene.
You just want that?
Yes. The White Castle entire meal. Yeah. Yes.
Word.
Yeah.
I would love to have a sandwich made by Joey Tribbiani from Friends. Just any sandwich, because he's such a sandwich connoisseur as I am. But like, the one food item would be the beef sandwich from The Bear.
Italian beef.
I'd love to have his Italian beef sandwich. Yeah. Right. If the three of us were on a deserted island, who gets eaten first?
Well, yeah, I mean, they'd gang up on me.
Yeah, like, you currently have a bad knee, too, so you're
that's
an
true.
Easy mark.
I'm the weakest.
Yeah, so, like, we could get away with it
pretty
easily.
Yeah, but you know what? Let me say this. I do have a cane, and I've been practicing with the cane.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, when you start walking with a limp and a cane, you do start considering about your personal safety.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, I've been twirling and messing with that thing, because anyone tries me, I'm caning
it
right in the
face.
You
know, Matt is wearing shorts today, and his calves look pretty good.
Yeah.
I commented on them today, and they look pretty tasty.
Cat called me from down the hall.
Listen, you could get me, because you're going to get a lot of meat out of me at first.
Yeah. that's definitely. And then one last question I think is pretty interesting. What is our typical budget per episode? Honestly, we don't really have one. We look at what foods we want to try and we go that route.
Yeah.
So,
we've spent a couple $100 on an episode.
Yeah.
And we've spent $10 on an episode.
And this one is $0.
This is a free
episode. So, I mean, just kind of very. Yeah, we've done hundreds of dollars on episodes before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like those cookies.
Yeah, those fancy cookies.
Yeah.
That was
still good. Still
a lot. Yeah. But yeah, so there you go.
If you average it all together, I would say it's probably about $50.
That's probably fair.
Maybe.
That's probably fair. Yeah. $30 to $50 per episode. Yeah. Well, look, if you've got something else, we want to do this more often. So you got more questions for us, let us know what they are. You want a sticker, we can hook you up with that.
That's right.
Hit us up on social media or send us an email to bigfootiespod.com for a sticker. And follow us on all social media platforms. We appreciate you being a supporter for the almost 4 years that we've been doing this mess. For the BB Shay and for the big man, I am Matt, and we appreciate you, and we will see you next week.